ABC Radio Australia.
Samoan golfer Faith Vui is ensuring she is one to watch for the future. On the weekend, the 18-year-old became the first Samoan to win the New Zealand Women's Amateur Golf Championships. And by her side for every hit at Hamilton Golf Course was her father Gary, who is also her coach and caddy. The win is also an important step towards her dream of turning professional and becoming the first Samoan to compete on the biggest stage for women's golf, the LPGA. Faith Vui spoke to reporter Talia Aulitia about her win.
I'm feeling really great. I'm very proud of myself. I guess it's just a surreal feeling. I guess it's kind of still kind of sinking in, but I've gotten a lot of support and it just means so much to me coming from Samoa and things like that. I think me and my dad both really didn't want to put too much pressure because we both didn't want to post anything or say anything to our families until, you know, it was all done and dusted. I've been getting messages. My phone's been blowing up with my family overseas and just my friends and everyone around. And so I guess when they found out, everyone is just super supportive. I'm really grateful for that. My family members here in New Zealand, they unexpectedly came down. We're not sure how they found out. I guess my mom told them because they're all on my mom's side. And it was just great having them there when I won and just having their support with me.
Yeah, because you're only 18. Talk to me about the competition. I know that you enjoyed a good lead in your final match that surely helped to set up the win, but, you know, you still had to fight for it. Talk to me about the competition and what was involved.
My opponent was very tough. She has a great short game, and so it was really tough final round. I just got off to a good start. My short game has been the best that it's been in a long time. But I think that helped me in the first 18 holes. But no, it was super tough because we were just going back and forth between holes and things like that.
Yeah, and obviously with a game like golf, it's your short game where, you know, you really win. You have an incredibly supportive family. Your dad is not only your coach, he was your caddy as well. We know caddies offer advice as the competition goes on. So what was the kind of things that your dad was telling you? Like, how did that help your game as well?
So my dad is our coach, as everybody knows, and he's learned so much throughout his years to help us. He knows my game probably better than I know my game. So I guess he was doing all the thinking for me and he just gave me the shot and I just hit it. But no, he was a great help. He was probably the biggest reason why I won. So yeah, it was basically just these are the options and he was asking me which one I felt more comfortable taking and which one, you know, he thought would be the better option of a shot. And I just picked and we just committed to it and hit it.
You make it sound so easy. Just, you know, I just hit it. I just, you know, I've played golf before. Oh. I know it is not as easy as how you make it sound. And how does this win get you closer to your dream of, you know, being the first Samoan to play on the LPGA Tour?
It gives me a lot of hope that I can achieve big things. It just takes a lot of hard work and a lot of time. And just, it gives me a lot of reassurance that even if I'm from Samoa, as long as I work hard and, like, you know, do what I need to do, the hard work will pay off eventually in the long run. And so I guess being the first Samoan to win the New Zealand amateur title, I guess it just goes into my heart and just tells myself that, you know, I can get there sooner or later. Just need to work hard and do what I can.
Yeah, because that is a good point. Like, being from Samoa, how does that change competing in competitions like that, like, you know, that do involve travel, that do involve money, it obviously would also involve sacrifices as well too.
Yes, it totally does. I guess, like, having to travel and, like, worrying about money and things like that, it puts a lot more pressure in my mind. My parents, like, don't initially put it on there, but I think as a teenager, as an 18-year-old, you kind of, like, realize that how much money is put into here, and so it puts a lot more pressure on me. But, like, I use that pressure as motivation, and I just think to myself, hey, I'm from Samoa and I've traveled all this way, you know, I'm not going out without a fight, or, like, you know, I'm going to do the best that I can. And coming from Samoa, we've only got two golf courses, and I think coming out here and playing great golf courses is awesome. And so I just look forward to playing, you know, in the best conditions that they have for us, and just being from a small island and just traveling when we can. And just, I guess I just want to thank my parents for everything that they do for me and for giving me the opportunities that I have, because I wouldn't be playing this game if it wasn't for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you've still got a bit more golfing to do this month because you're going to be heading to the Pacific Games with your brother, Leo, flying the flag for Samoa. You know, what does it mean to now go into the Pacific Games? Do you have a bit more confidence, or are you just like, no, we'll just reset and do it again?
Yeah, it does give me a little confidence that I'm getting better in my own game. I guess going with my brother there and also my dad, who's managing the men's team, I think we all have a good chance of winning gold for our country. And I'm just excited to see how we go there and, you know, see what kind of experience we'll have as a team and as families.
And finally, I probably should have asked you at the start, but how did you get into golf? Like, you know, you're still so young now and you're already achieving such great things. I know that Tiger Woods started ridiculously early, had a golf club in his hands. Yeah. Did you have a similar story?
No, I actually started when I was 10. I started because my eldest brother, Nico, he would go to tournaments overseas with my dad. And that's basically where it started all. My dad started a long time ago and he's just learned so much for himself, and once we asked if we could start playing the game, he put in so much work to teach it to us. And I guess I watched my eldest brothers and Nico and Leo as they were playing tournaments, and I was like, oh, I want to try this out and see, you know, how far I can go. And I just picked up a club and I felt a love for it and have a passion for it. And I love the adrenaline and I love the emotions that comes with it. It comes with a lot of frustration, and like, I guess when you put in so much hard work and just something pays off and, you know, you get that sense of achievement and like great feeling that, you know, the more you work hard and the more you play it and you just have fun with it. And I guess I just had fun with it when I was little, and I don't know, I just love the feelings that come with it. I love hitting the ball and just learning how to hit different shots and things like that.